Nigel, first of all then, in preparing and finalising the retained list, where are you at right now?
Yeah, we're just about there. We've told, informed the lads of who we'll be keeping and who we won't. One or two we'll be making offers to. So we're about there with it.
Can you elaborate further?
Well, the only one we've released is quite a few of the under-21s, just to make room for the very good crop we've got coming through. They'll make up the under-21 team next season. You know, the Academy under-18s had a great season and a lot of success in the Youth Cup. So we want the majority of them to make up the under-21s for next season. So it's difficult, you know, for a few of those. And really the only senior one, which we've had a big dilemma over, was Matt Hill.
Because he's a player who had occupied a couple of different positions for you. So that, yeah, it must have been tough actually to think about him. What was the defining factor then?
Well, just a few things really. You know, he's getting on a little bit and we just felt as though we've got to make way somewhere in the squad for new, fresh faces coming in. And unfortunately, Matt was one of those. But it's difficult at the best of times, but especially when you're dealing with such good characters as Matt Hill. And he's been an absolute pleasure to work with for the 6 months that we've known him. And we, you know, we'll do everything we can to help him get fixed up if we can.
Of the players who were here, there were obviously a couple that had, for which you had options on. Have they been invoked? What's the process there with that? Is it just a formality?
Yeah, it is. It's just something in writing. It's another week as well. So, but the, most of those who we are doing it with, we'll be negotiating a new contract with anyway. You know, Mark Howard, we'd like to sort of extend beyond the option. And a bit different with Chris Porter. We'll be offering Chris something. We might not be taking officially as optional, but we'll be offering him something.
Right. And is that, and this is only my spin on it, or a spin from the fans on the outside, I suppose, is that the reason why, or one of the reasons why, the retained list hasn't been out yet?
Yeah, it doesn't have to go out until next week. I know a few clubs do, but I think it's the 16th of May in which it officially has to go out, so that's when it'll go out.
Harris then as well, because he's another one who's in a slightly different scenario to just being up. What are you going to do with him?
Yeah, he's got the option. We had an option on him, so we'll take that up. And he's another one similar to Mark Howard that we'll sit down and say, well, you know, can we put an extra year on it as well beyond next season? So we're in the process of doing that.
So does everybody know what they need to know right now, and the announcement is pending next week at some stage?
Yeah, all the players. We've spoken to all the players, and all they know hopefully where they stand, good or for bad. And then we're moving on to new recruits.
We'll come on to that in a bit more detail in a second. If I can ask first, is the pre-season in your mind, in terms of who you're going to play and where you're going to play, is that all dealt with right now?
Yeah, we're just waiting for one or two games to be confirmed. We're trying to get a 1-2-5 game, which I think the club are looking to do. So we're working around that. And we've got our plans of, you know, when we're back and where we're going. There's just one or two of the matches to be sorted, but that'll be done in the next 7 days. One or two of the teams we want to play are involved in playoffs as well. Ideally, you don't want to play teams who are in the same league. Geographically, it's important. We don't want going too far with supporters and everything. You know, we're not going up to Scotland, and we're not going down to Devon or Cornwall to play games.
So, who's still in the playoffs that I can think of then that aren't too far away? Derby, I mean, there's their one, aren't they?
Yeah, we're not playing them either. No, it's you know, if we're going over to the northwest, so people like Fleetwood, you know, we'll see where they are. Locally, York are still in the playoffs, you know, it might be a possibility with them. So there's just one or two things.
So it's only been a few days, of course, since the end of the season, but what progress have you been able to make in terms of additions then right now?
A lot of talking, as much as anything, and to agents and to players as well, if we can get to them. And just trying to narrow it down. You know, we've got our list, our preferred choices of who we'd like. So it's difficult because you go for those, but they're the difficult ones to get, and it takes a little bit of time. But you can't waste too much time because you might miss out on the second choice or third choice. So, you know, we set a time limit on the majority of them. And try and get them done in the next couple of weeks.
I was going to ask about that because even last summer, we had one or two managers who were prepared to wait for that target, whether they ultimately got them or not, in fact, including here. Are you someone who just says, right, let's do it. If you can't do it, quickly move on?
Yeah, and you've got to get a feeling if you're not going to be able to do it in the future. I think if there's a chance that you can do a deal in a month or two's time, then we'll hang on for that player if we think they're worth it. But generally speaking, we can't afford to wait and lose out on others, so we'll move on.
not linked to that question at all, but where does Ben Davis fit on lists, if you like? Do you want him back here?
Yeah, Ben's going to be offered something, I think, for a year. You know, I think he's done enough. What you see in the 3 months, we know Ben very well, but I think what the supporters and that have seen, you know, he fills in, gets the odd goal. I think he got 3 goals for us, didn't he, in the short space of time, and important ones as well. So, no, we'd like Ben around, but he might have other offers from elsewhere, we're not sure.
You obviously had loans too. Is it now just you're going to have to wait for Liverpool to finish what they're doing this year before you can have a chat with them about Cody, or can anything be done now?
No, nothing can be done now. You know, it's purely in Liverpool's hands as to what they see as future with them, and extending his contract or loaning him out or selling him on to another club. So that's very much up to Liverpool at the moment.
I know we've thrown various different names at you over the course of the last couple of weeks. The wheels are starting to turn, aren't they, as regards, at the very least, speculation, whether there is something in that or not. But we have addressed McNulty with you in Scotland. Has any progress been made there?
Yeah, I think that one's coming along nicely. And just waiting for one or two things. You know, nobody accepts your first offer. So one or two things to be tweaked, but we would hope to get Mark in.
Right. Well, that's a positive then, if you're able to get somebody in quickly in that respect. What do you see in him?
Well, we've seen him for the last couple of years, watched him on and off. He came down on trial at Derby, I think pre-season, almost 2 years ago, and impressed us then. We didn't have the finances to sign him, so he's kept on plugging away and scored some goals up in Scotland. And I think the way that Stefan Skugel has settled in and fitted in to the standard of football, we think Mark could do the same.
It's interesting, isn't it, dependent on any given manager's particular experience. I know that there are managers out there that think that possibly north of the border it can seem like a bit of a false economy sometimes, but Skugel and possibly this guy here and one or two others are perhaps proving in your mind that's not the case.
No, we had a lot of success. Probably the best sign we made at Derby was Craig Bryson, and there's some good ones, Johnny Russell as well, some good players up there. And you know, when you look at, we're going to have almost a Scottish team the way it's going next season. When you look at the success of the players, Bob Harris, Jamie Murphy, Ryan Flynn, they've all come down. They've all settled into English football well, and they're certainly good enough for the standard.
A couple of other bits just to finish with. Kevin Stewart, the Spurs defender, what's the state of play with him? Is he coming back for pre-season?
We've made him an offer, so we're just waiting to hear. Hopefully that'll be early next week as well.